Well, good morning to all of you. It's a blessing to be here, Eddie. I really appreciate the service so far, the songs we sang, and the thoughts you had there, Mose, were very inspiring to me. I was thinking about those two songs as well. They really stood out to me in that those ways. Before we start here, I'd like to have a word of prayer. Father, this morning we come before you with grateful hearts, Lord, and we just thank you for this opportunity and time to spend here, Father, and we just with each other, Lord, and the opportunity to learn from you, Father. Lord, we just ask that you could bless these few thoughts that you've given me, Lord, and help them to be edifying to your people here, Father. Just be with me as I share what you've given me, Lord. We thank you so much. We pray this in your name. Amen. So I guess to start with, we'll start by maybe going to Proverbs chapter 3. So, I've got a lot of reading here, but I'm just going to start in here and read this whole chapter. And we'll come back and go through some of it. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and the press shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary in his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and even as a father, the son in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that gathereth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth. By understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul, and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked, when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. Say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again. Tomorrow I will give thee when thou hast it by thee. Devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwelleth securely by thee. Strive not with a man without cause, if he have done thee no harm. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. For the froward is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. Surely he scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace to the lowly. The wise shall inherit glory, and the shame shall be the promotion of fools. So I'd just like to go over some parts of this. I feel like I'm in a little over my head, because wisdom is one of the things that, a lot of these things that are in here are things that I need to learn. The reason I'm sharing them is because there's plenty of room in my life to grow in these areas. So we'll just start here in verse 1 through 4 here. My son, forget not my laws, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the tables of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Here in verse 3, we see it says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them on the tables of thine heart. And at first when I looked at that, it seemed like, to me, like mercy and truth conflict just a little bit. Mercy, you know, it wants to overlook a lot of the faults people have. We see things, it's kind of like, you know, we want to overlook those things. And truth wants to see them and understand it, all the details and everything. And our tendency is often to hold to truth, and this is the way it was done, and so this is the way, you know, this is what happened, and we want to hold to that. But here it's saying we need to mix both mercy and truth, and overlook faults, but, you know, not by being naive either. If we look at verse 4, then it says, so shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. So if we do those things, there's a blessing there. If we use mercy with our truth, there's a blessing there. Going on down, we're going to start, read verse 5 there. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Sometimes we think, you know, we've been here, we've done this. I've got this. This is easy. It says here to not trust on our own understanding. You know, the reality is we can't control the situation anyhow. And we don't want to base our decisions, our actions, our life on man-made wisdom. So if we trust in God and trust in the Lord and lean on His understanding, there's a lot of safety there. The word understanding has a lot same meaning as wisdom does. They're tied very closely together there. So if we lean on the Lord's wisdom versus our own, verse 6 says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And if we do that in all of our situations, we acknowledge the Lord where we're at. This is how things are. You know, he's brought us here. There's, you know, again, we're not in control of our own life. We're just his servants, and he has planned everything already. And then 7 says, be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. There again, we see the man-made wisdom in our be not wise in thine own eyes. It's easy to think we have it figured out. But if we trust in the Lord, then He has it figured out. But if we trust in Him, then we'll really be at a safe place. Then going down to verse 8, it shall be health unto thy navel and marrow to thy bone. And it's talking, from what I'm seeing here, is talking the verse 8 is answering to verse 5, 6, and 7. If we do these things, this is the benefit of trusting in the Lord and doing His will, not leaning on our own understanding. There's health there. And I think even in a physical sense, we can see that worry, failure, things like that can be devastating. It's not necessarily a healthy thing. So there is really health aspects that would be, I think he means literal, he's literal, being literal there in what he says. Going on down, verse 9, honor the Lord with thy substance and the first fruits of all thy increase. I had to think of that word first fruits. And I guess it seems to me like what he's saying there is we're not supposed to give God of what's left. We're supposed to give Him the first part of it. I just have a little story, basic example here. I'll read. A farmer has an apple tree on his farm where he harvests his store of apples for the year. He very much enjoys fresh apples, fresh squeezed cider, and all kinds of homemade apple treats. As the fruit begins to ripen and the farmer begins to anticipate the harvest and the treats, finally one day a good portion of the fruit is ripe and ready to harvest. He gets out his baskets, bags, and all sorts of containers and begins to pick the fruit, pick the first apples of the year. These first ones are big and beautiful. As he picks, he leaves the smaller and unripe ones on the tree for a potential later harvest. After he's picked all the ripe and good apples, he begins loading them in the bed of his truck to haul home. He then remembers his neighbor down the road. They're a poor, struggling family, and he had felt God telling him earlier this year that he should bless them with some fruit. Now he has a decision to make. He can either give the apples just picked, or he can wait and give them the second round of apples if or when they become ripe. In other words, he can give God either the first fruits or he can give God the second fruits. And I think often that's our tendency, is we take whatever we need and we supply ourselves well, and then with what's left we give some of it to God, and then, you know, here's your share. But it says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of thy increase. And I think he wants us to give him his portion before we take ours, because it's all his in the first place. In verse 10 it says, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy press shall burst out with new wine. And I think if we do these things in verse 9, then verse 10 is for us. It says that, you know, we won't lack. We may not have always have all we want, but there won't be any lack. There'll be enough. Going on down to verse 11. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of His correction. Moses mentioned the chastening of the Lord this morning. Sometimes it doesn't feel good. It feels like we're in the fire and it's not going the way we wanted. But the reality is that means God's at work. It's not. It doesn't feel good, but you know, the Lord is trying to do His work in our lives. I have a couple of verses here. Romans 5, 1 through 5. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith unto the grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Here we see, Paul's there mentioning that the trials, they work a good work in us. They're there for our good. If you think of a fire refining gold, it doesn't feel good at the moment, but God is working, and there's normally something He's either trying to teach us or trying to get out of our lives in that. In 1 Peter 1, 7, read that. The trial of your faith being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor of the glory and at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Also, James 1, 2 through 4. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect, entire, and wanting nothing. Just some more verses there to reiterate that God has the best in mind for us, even if it does feel like it hurts, and it often does. But the reality is, God is trying to work in our hearts, and He has something better for us that He wants to make us into. And so we just need to be patient in that and seek Him, and He will direct our path. We'll go to verse 13 in Proverbs 3. We'll go to verse 13 and go on down there. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that gathereth understanding. It says findeth. It's not something you just go to the store and buy, or you find it laying along the road or something. It's something you got to work for. Wisdom isn't free. It requires a lot of effort. It's a gift that God can give us, and if He does, it's something you want to value a lot. But it requires effort. It's also not a one-time deal. Once you have wisdom, you can lose it. It's something that you need to grow in and continue to grow in, and put a lot of value in. In Proverbs 2, verse 4, it says, if thou seek her as silver, and search for her as for hid treasures. We all go to work every day to earn money. We all work hard for treasures, you might say. But how hard do we work for wisdom? And, it might not be a very fair illustration, but it's just something that, as we go on down here, we'll see a lot of the benefits of having it and using it in our lives. And I think it's worth a lot of effort. Excuse me. So I have a part of the definition out of the Webster's Dictionary here for wisdom. I found that to be pretty interesting. I'll just read it here. The right use or exercise of knowledge, the choice of laudable ends and of the best means to accomplish them. This is wisdom in act, effect, or practice. If wisdom is to be considered as a faculty of the mind, it is the faculty of discerning or judging what is most just, proper, and useful. And if it is to be considered as an acquirement, it is the knowledge and use of what is best, most just, most proper, most conducive to prosperity and happiness. Found that to be pretty interesting, the definition there. Also, on the bottom half of 13, the verse 13 there, we see the word understanding. And through the Proverbs, you see that he uses understanding a lot as well, nearly as much as wisdom. I didn't actually see what he uses more, but it has a lot to do. They're very connected. Of the definition for that here too, the faculty of the mind by which it apprehends the real state of things presented to it, or by which it receives or comprehends the ideas which others express intended to communicate. The understanding is called also the intellectual faculty, or the faculty by means of which we obtain great part of our knowledge. We were reading in James 1. We read to verse 4, and verse 5 says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him seek of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." So we see that wisdom is available to us. We just have to ask for it and seek it with our effort. You know, God's not just going to hand it to us. We're still going to have to work for it. But it is within our reach. All it requires is effort. All of us do have the ability to get it. I really like the way Proverbs 4, verse 7 says it. "Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding." So it requires a lot of effort, and I think it's very important. As we'll see here, if we go down to verse 14, "For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold." You know, we think two lucrative businesses there, or two lucrative, businesses. That's, you know, there's a lot to be made in gold and silver, but it says it's better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof is than fine gold. So it's worth a lot. Verse 15 says, "She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared to her." We think about anything, it says they don't even compare to the value of wisdom and understanding. "Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace." We all like peace. "She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that receiveth her." Then in verse 19 we see, we'll read it here, "The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established heavens." It's interesting that, you know, wisdom is, first comes from God. He used that to create the world. And if we look at all the complicated, very minute details that all come together and make this earth what it is, you know, there's a lot of, no man could make anything similar. Going on down, "By his knowledge, the depths are broken up and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and their discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble." Here's another benefit of wisdom. There's safety in it. "When thou liest down and shalt not be afraid, yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet." there's rest and peace in there in having that. I'm just going to go on down through here. I don't have a lot more here. Be not afraid of sudden fear, and neither the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Withhold no good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thy hand to do it. There's another command recommendation, I should say. It's Proverb. Solomon was writing this out of the wisdom of his heart, that, you know, the wisdom the Lord had given him. sometimes, you know, it's not just doing something wrong to someone that is wrong, but it's also wrong to not do something good to someone, if that makes any sense. Devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwelleth securely by thee. Sorry, I missed verse 28. Say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give when thou hast it by thee. Devise no evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwelleth securely by thee. Strive not with a man without cause, if he have done thee no harm. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose not his ways. For the froward is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. The curse of the Lord is the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. Surely he scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. Can't imagine how it would be for God to be scorning us. It doesn't seem like a very pleasant experience. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. If you think about the two options there, you can either inherit glory, or then your promotion is shame. I don't know what's below shame there, but you get promoted to shame, be pretty low. So, I think we want to make that an area in our lives. We want to look at that and dig in there and spend some effort, put a lot of effort into looking for wisdom, because there's no end to the benefits that that are there for our lives. So, I think that's all I have. I thank you all for listening, and God bless the rest of the service.